So today in this gospel passage, we see our Lord, according to the Gospel of St. Matthew, going out into an area called the Decapolis, which was basically pagan, a pagan territory. But our Lord knew that it was ripe for evangelization. And this move by Jesus Christ and his disciples, I think it signaled the fact that the ministry of our Lord was not limited only to the Jewish people. It was meant to include even pagans, Gentiles. The coming of Jesus the Messiah was then good news, of course, good news for the Gentiles. The fame of Jesus, I think it must have already preceded him, even before his visit to the Decapolis, because people seem to have known that he was a miracle worker. Why else would they have brought him somebody who was deaf and dumb, a mute? So they must have had at least this knowledge that he could work great miracles. So what does our Lord do? He takes this man off by himself, and he performs a special rite of healing on this man. He takes some of his saliva, and he touches the man's ears and his tongue. It's easy to understand, of course, why the ears and the tongue, since this man is deaf and mute. But couldn't our Lord just have said a prayer for this man without the physical use of his saliva? I would certainly think so, since he did it for many other people. So there must have been a reason why our Lord did what he did. Certainly it was a lot more dramatic to physically come in contact with this man's ears and with his tongue. And of course, we do the same in our Catholic rites. When we baptize somebody in the old rite, the priest will touch the ears and the tongue and declare Ephphatha, which means be opened. And there's always in Scripture several layers of meaning. The obvious meaning is that the ears and the mouth should be opened to hear and to speak, since the man was deaf and mute. But the deeper meaning is directed to the heart of this man, to his consciousness. Be open to the message of salvation that has come to your territory and to you individually. As much as Jesus was interested in healing the man of his malady, he was even more interested in healing his lack of knowledge, his lack of faith. And it wasn't his fault, this man's fault, that he did not know Jesus was the Messiah. It had never been preached to him. And how was he to know if he had never heard about Jesus? And so this message, this miracle of Jesus, was to open the way for this man to believe that God had truly come in the person of Jesus Christ, that God was in front of him, that it was God's saliva touching his ears and his tongue. The miracle of personalizing this great mystery of Christ with us. We don't know what this man did after that day, but it wouldn't be hard to imagine that he became very firmly a believer in Jesus Christ as God. The sacred action of Jesus performed for him must have had a profound effect on his whole life. It wouldn't be hard to imagine that this man wanted to know more about Jesus. It was a miracle to open the way to faith, to be granted not just to this man, but to others as well in that same territory. And obviously he showed his disciples that his mission was meant to include the whole world. This miracle must have been one more thing to truly help the apostles to recognize how important Jesus is for the whole world, not just for the Jews, but for the outsiders as well. And when our Lord rose from the dead, all these miracles must have been so much confirmed for his disciples to help them to know that God has truly come. He has sent his divine Son to gather in the nations into his kingdom. So St. Paul mentions these apparitions of Jesus in the first reading that we had today from Corinthians. These apparitions were so powerful. They were great confirmations of who Jesus was, that he wasn't just an ordinary man. They were so powerful, these apparitions, that people were convinced that he could conquer even death itself. St. Paul seems to be telling the Corinthians that these apparitions were what gave the apostles and the other disciples of Jesus the courage they needed to go out to the world. And look how they did go out. So today we have the celebration of one of these brave apostles named St. Bartholomew. He's thought to be the Nathanael mentioned in the gospel. Tradition says that he went to India, Persia, Armenia, preaching the good news that God had come to visit the earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Tradition tells us that his preaching was so effective that the pagan priests conspired to do away with him. They took him and they flayed him. I can't imagine what flaying must have felt like. And then they beheaded him. The apparitions of Jesus to the apostles and to 500 people all at once so convinced these early Christians they were willing to suffer horribly in order to announce the gospel. They continue what Jesus had started as he went into pagan territory of the Decapolis and there encountered the deaf mute. And so the story continues. It continues into our own day. There are still many people who have not yet been evangelized. So our task as disciples of Jesus Christ is to do all that we can in our own circumstances, announcing the tidings of God's love for all humanity. A love that took Jesus all the way to the cross, and a love that fills our hearts as we remember his sacrifice. Let's preach this message as the Lord gives us opportunity. St. Bartholomew, pray for us.